We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Leading up to the State of the Union address, everyone was wondering about how the president would present his address given the current political climate. Would he be his usual bombastic self, or would he be more demure and just address the issues of the day? The conventional wisdom was that he would address the issues confronted and tackled by his administration. The conventional wisdom was that he would address the issues as he sees them confronting the U.S. in the coming 9 months before the November election. And so the country turned to the State of the Union address, and this is what they saw. As Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel said, this was the first speech the president has given that is the launch of his re-election campaign, and it was. His speech highlighted the various accomplishments of his administration. He talked about the unemployment numbers among Black and Hispanic Americans being the lowest in our country. He talked about the efforts to address the health care issues. He talked about the efforts to keep our borders safe and secure from illegal aliens and those who would wish to come into this country to do us harm. He talked about the efforts to address foreign policy issues that impact this nation and our military, including the killing of Iranian military major terrorist Qasem Soleimani. But throughout the address, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi kept shaking her head, and at various times she was seen as saying something as if communicating with her minions in the gallery. It was unclear what she was saying. At times, she just shook her head no, as if to disapprove what the president was saying. It was rare when she would applaud what the president was saying, and her minions would only respond when she would applaud. The president awarded the Medal of Freedom to radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh, who was seated next to First Lady Melania Trump. It was an emotional moment, with half of the venue standing for the recognition of what Rush has contributed to the American political scene. Pelosi again remained seated and did not applaud. The audience was a partisan audience, with Democrats remaining seated and refusing to applaud for most of the speech. In spite of that, there were 129 applause interruptions of the president's speech during the entire State of the Union address. What could be considered to be most disturbing was the very end. Nancy Pelosi had been trying to ignore the president for the most part during the speech, making a point to gaze into the written speech that had been handed to her at the outset. But at the very end of the speech, she made a point of tearing up his speech not once, but twice. She wanted it to be known that whatever he said was not worthy of being considered. She was, in effect, and for all dramatic purposes, ripping up everything that he had just communicated as the commander-in-chief and as the chief executive of the United States. What she did at that moment was a shameful act of showing the world that we are not a united country, but a divided nation with no respect for our head of state. It was the most pathetic act that has ever been displayed during a president's presentation to the American public. While Pelosi's party will praise her for what she did, it will go down in history that her action was the most disgraceful and obscene act that has ever occurred during a president's State of the Union address. She brought shame on her office, and she brought shame on her party. During this very fracturing election year, she will rue the moment of her awful actions. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.